Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Executive Director of the Helping Hand of Warren County, Sue Wilson, about the food pantry over the past year. Looking back on the past year for the Helping Hand of Warren County Food Pantry, first of all, talk a little bit about the beginning of the year, the goals that you wanted to set. I know we had talked at that time about it being a big year for Helping Hand, and I know things obviously didn't go as planned, but overall, I think it helped as many residents as possible.
Yeah, so thank you for having us on again. We are doing some really good things here at the Helping Hand, always with the big support of the community. But we actually started our year out March 8th with a celebration for the Helping Hand. It was a celebration of being at the Helping Hand in its current facility for over 35 years. So we started that the year with that on March 8th, and we also launched our kind of new donation page, our electronic new donation page at that time. And wow, was that an amazing thing to launch during that time. And so we had several people come out to our event. It was held at the Annalise Winery on a Sunday afternoon. We had silent auction items. And it was just a really nice afternoon. And little did we know that 10 days from then, I would be revamping our entire policies and procedures overnight. So when things started to close down in March, we were given a letter from Governor Reynolds that did deem us essential workers here in the food pantry. And so like all, we had several volunteers step out. So we ran it with three people here. We just continue to look not in the immediate, but always in the future. And so we started putting in some larger food bank orders with the Food Bank of Iowa. We started to really revamp how we're going to do our drive-through system. And then once we kind of got our drive-through system hammered down, I took the time to stop and share that with the other food pantries, because I knew Warren County, with the Helping Hand, we couldn't take the entire need. So I wanted to make sure that the other food pantries in Warren County knew how they could revamp so they could still stay open if they felt comfortable to stay open. So I worked with different ones in New Virginia and Carlisle and stuff, and how we can continue to function with the certain guidelines. So as we went through the couple months, we obviously did see a spike. I went back and looked at some of my numbers. So, like, we'll just say in July of 2017, we served 23 people, or 63 people. In 2018, we served 85, and these are families, so individuals are families. In 2019, it was 112, and in 2020, it was 169. By November, we went from serving around our average in 2020 normally was serving about 120 to 130 families. And November, we hit up around 250, 275. And that does not include, those are the people that have just used our facility. That doesn't include all the people we've served with the boxes and the hot meals we did on Monday evenings, or the mobile food pantries we've done. So our numbers definitely, as we went through the year, have increased. We started to see a lot of new families that have never accessed services before. So we really tried to change our focus and say, okay, with us being one of the only facilities still having face-to-face contact with people, how can we also not just do food and clothing, but how can we make sure they know where the other resources are? So I continued to work with Warren County Public Health, Warren County General Assistance, WeLift, Impact, and kind of the Warren County Cares Coalition, and say, if you guys have any flyers, any programs, anything that you want, hand it out to these people, let me know, because as we fill their food boxes, we can put those flyers in there so we can continue to spread it and not just rely on social media, because a lot of our clients don't have social media. So those were some. Through all of this, we've been able to really speed up the ability to create partnerships that maybe would have been delayed in normalcy. So for that, I'm very thankful for. You know, we had all these Zoom calls and all these meetings, and we all continued to meet, but we really needed to get the information to our community. So we also applied for a grant with CIS and with Brenda Chamber, or with Brenda's help at the chamber and Ryan Waller's help with the city, and we called it Indianola Eats, and that was the warm meals that we restaurant prepared meals that we started on August 10th. And so we ran that program August 10th through November 10th. And some nights we served 751 people warm restaurant prepared meals in about 30 minutes. So I think that that was another really, really neat situation and a really neat grant where we could keep our small businesses in business because the grant paid them $8 for every meal that they prepared, and in exchange we served our community. So through the warm meals we served and them getting our flyers every Monday when they came through the warm meals with all of our information and the boxes, we've been able to capitalize on these families that maybe are too shy to reach out, maybe are ready to reach out to a food pantry, but yet still need services. So I think that is one reason our numbers have increased so much with the new, as well as our outreach. I'm really trying to prevent or try to create an outreach that's not intimidating, that's not all about a food pantry, because there's so social stigmas around the term food pantry. So we've just been excited that we've been able to venture into different avenues to be able to provide food.
Well, and I would normally ask about the positives of 2020, but I think you just did a fantastic job answering that about kind of the community partnership that was formed there. Anything else that stands out to you from a year of 2020 that I think will go down as different in the history books?
Yeah, you know, it was, we've coined it here now as it takes a village. Right. And that's really what Helping Hand, we're trying to be at a very active part in the village. And yes, 2020 has been really difficult and trying, but man, for us and where we stand, our community is absolutely gracious and amazing. And we can't do what we continue to do without the help of them and our partners and our board. Our board of directors has really stepped up and really just have hashed through how we can continue to stay safe and move our clients in the right direction to stability.
Thanks to Sue Wilson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.